Hello, this is Lacarimia, and that's been a very long time since I've said that, and even said that name. So I keep getting notifications, and I keep getting messages, to say that, my scripts are still being recorded, and people are still following me, and more people are following me, and more people are seeking out my audios. And that is really heartening, to know that there's still an audience out there, I suppose. And I haven't got any intention of taking down the audios, or the script. So I'm more than happy for anybody who is interested to explore to their heart's content and record whatever scripts they want and just go for it, really. That's what they're there for. They were posted for other people, not just for myself. So yeah, knock yourselves out for sure. But yeah, I guess this audio is just to maybe answer a question that, I don't know, maybe nobody's been asking, but in case anyone's wondering, like, where I am, what I'm doing, why am I not posting, just generally what's going on. So at the moment, I have chosen not to post anymore. That includes audios and scripts. I do post on other subreddits. I still enjoy Reddit. It's still a go-to for many sources of entertainment and information sometimes, and just communities of people that just happen to like the same slightly niche subject. So it's really good, and I still enjoy it, but I'm just not posting in Pillow Talk Audio or Gone Wild Audio or any related subreddits. And there's really three reasons I can say as to why I'm not doing it, at the moment, and certainly for the foreseeable future. The first reason is motivation. I haven't really been all that motivated to record or to write scripts or anything like that. A lot of personal challenges, I guess you could say, have come up in the space of a year, and well, actually more than a year, but certainly a year, 6 months to a year, put it that way. Of varying degrees, and I've also, just been dealing with life in a pandemic as well. And that, as much as you'd think a lockdown and a pandemic would provide the perfect opportunity to record and write, I just don't feel like it. It's just, I haven't felt any drive to write a script, for example. Even though I really do enjoy writing scripts, I enjoy seeing how others interpret my words and really perform in their own ways. And I really did enjoy how people interpret my audios and how people heard them, because you can hear audios in different ways for different purposes. So yeah, I don't feel all that motivated, really. The second reason that joins that is I have been in a relationship for almost a year now, and it's honestly one of the best things that's ever happened to me, and I'm still very much in love, and as much as my boyfriend would support me in recording more audios and writing more scripts, and he wouldn't discourage me from it, I personally don't want to, because I don't want to disrespect them almost. It's a weird way of thinking, I know, because there are plenty who record audios who are in relationships and they don't see that the same way. And I certainly wouldn't say for other audio makers that that is the case. But from my own personal situation, I don't feel the need to record audios when I'm in a place of being just happy relationship-wise, and when I just, yeah, when I'm just trying to deal with life in general. And the third reason is really almost the culture of the subreddits at the moment. So I haven't actually been a regular visitor to Gone Wild Audio or Pillow Talk Audio. I really should have, but it fell by the wayside, really. And when I revisited, and in the times I have revisited intermittently, I don't necessarily recognise it as how it was when I first started. And that discourages me from re-entering the community, because I just don't feel that my audios would hold merit now against the ones that are out there. I think audios are getting more and more sophisticated in terms of, if almost every audio, at one point when I visited, almost every audio that I saw in the top posts had no less than 7 or 8 different tags on after the title, and it almost becomes a reading exercise in itself. And for me, that I always found it difficult to tag my audios, and I really didn't want to inundate the listener with having to read a whole bunch of tags first. And yeah, I just looked at all these titles and just went, this, it just looks too much for me. And the thought of trying to record an audio or write a script to compete almost in that sphere, to even have a chance of grabbing somebody's eye, is difficult. It's very difficult. So that kind of added to the lack of motivation, where I'm not really seeing the same kind of audios and scripts that I saw when I first started, that really let me feel like I could do this too. Now it's a lot more sophisticated, and for me, I kind of took it upon myself to continue to be a lo-fi performer, very much a, just hit record, lie down, sit down, improvise, see how I do. And yeah, I think it's a little different now, and I just don't really see the community as the same one as I joined. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. Everything has to adapt and change and improve. But it just discourages me somewhat. But yeah, those are my reasons. They might not be the most sensible ones, but they are my reasons. What I've been up to is I'm now working from home like everybody else. I am spending time with my family, with my boyfriend, with constantly messaging friends that I'm not able to see yet for whatever reasons, and just kind of navigating this whole weird situation, because we've started to lift lockdown here in Scotland and still getting used to a new normal. And yeah, just watching new things and learning things and just finding all sorts of new things to start doing and trying and listening and watching and really just trying to work out what's next in general for me on a personal level. There's a lot of changes I hope to have this year, job wise and where I'm living and all sorts. But yeah, it's still an area of Reddit I hold dear. I still know that I loved recording and I loved writing. And who knows, that never say never in terms of doing that again. If I suddenly get a flash of inspiration, I might post an occasional script or post a quick audio. But as I said at the start, I am not going to take anything down. I have removed the photos, but that is because I got some really unsavory messages and I just decided, you know what? No, it's not worth it. It's really not worth it. And yeah, I've not really updated, the script master list or the audio master list or anything like that. But it's all there. It's all up there and it's nothing audio wise has been deleted and nothing script wise has been deleted. And they will not be deleted for the foreseeable future. I am more than happy for anyone to continue listening to my audios, to continue recording my scripts, to continue just looking at what I did from about April last year to I think it was about February, March this year, and just seeing what takes your fancy. And yeah, I hope everyone is safe. I hope everyone is well. And who knows, you might see a script and an audio from me in the future. But for now, I'm kind of just enjoying not doing it. It's a little stress-free. It certainly started to be more stressful when you feel that you have to be a consistent poster and you have to keep providing something for those that are listening. And now I have a back catalogue, as it were, and I'm happy to sit with that. But yeah, keep listening, keep recording, and yeah, just keep enjoying Reddit. It's a good site. I use it for all sorts of reasons, for humour, for advice, just general learning and information. If you find the right subreddits, and sometimes just embracing the weird, the weird and the wonderful. So yeah, everybody stay safe and everybody stay well. And who knows? Never say never. Speak to you later.